Bible study. Jesus exposes religious hypocrisy. Understanding Matthew 23. Introduction. The focus of today's Bible study is on Matthew 23, a powerful chapter where Jesus exposes the dangers of false religion, spiritual pride, and outward righteousness without inward obedience. This is one of the strongest and most direct teachings Jesus ever gave, and he delivered it during his final week before the crucifixion. Throughout Scripture, God repeatedly shows that he is not impressed by people who look religious but refuse to obey his word. In Matthew 23, Jesus teaches that a person can know the text but still miss the truth, quote Scripture, but reject obedience, and appear holy while being spiritually dead on the inside. This chapter reminds us that real salvation is not about appearance or debate. It's about humility, sincerity, and obedience to God's word, especially the apostles' doctrine. Number 1. The context, Jesus' final week. Matthew 23 takes place in the temple courts of Jerusalem. The religious leaders, scribes and Pharisees, have been trying to trap Jesus with trick questions. After exposing their errors, Jesus turns to the crowd and gives a public warning about religious hypocrisy. He tells the people, "Do what they teach, but don't do what they do." Matthew 23:3. Why? Because they preached truth, but lived a lie. They told others to obey God while refusing to obey him themselves. This is the foundation of Jesus' message. Knowledge without obedience produces hypocrisy. Number 2. Their religion was a performance, not relationship. Jesus explains that the Pharisees loved attention, loved titles, loved being seen as holy, added rules God never gave, made religion a burden. Their entire spiritual life revolved around how they appeared to others. But God looks at the heart, not the performance. Jesus says the true measure of greatness is humility. He who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Matthew 23:11. Number 3. The 7 woes Jesus exposes spiritual hypocrisy. Jesus pronounces 7 prophetic warnings against the religious leaders. Each warning reveals a different side of false religion. Woe number 1. Blocking others from truth. They refused to obey God and prevented others from obeying. Woe number 2. Misleading their followers. They converted people into the same religious system that was leading them to destruction. Woe number 3. Twisting scripture with technical arguments. They use complicated interpretations to avoid simple obedience. Woe number 4. Majoring in minors. They focused on small religious details while ignoring justice, mercy, and faith. Woe number 5. Cleaning the outside, not the inside. They appeared righteous but were full of sin inwardly. Woe number 6. Whitewashed tombs. They looked holy but were spiritually dead. Woe number 7. Pretending to honor God while rejecting his messengers. They honored the prophets of the past but rejected the truth God was speaking in the present. Each woe is a warning to every believer. It is possible to know Scripture, yet reject the actual truth God is revealing. This is why doctrine alone is not enough. We must respond with humility and obedience. Number 4. Jesus' heart toward those who reject truth. Even after giving these strong rebukes, Jesus shows his compassion. How often I wanted to gather your children together, but you were not willing. Matthew 23:37. Jesus wasn't angry because he hated them. He was broken because their pride would not allow them to receive truth. This reveals a major lesson. God is always willing to save, but people must be willing to humble themselves and obey. Analogy: imagine a person who wears a firefighter uniform but refuses to run into burning buildings. He talks like a firefighter, looks like a firefighter, and even argues with others about firefighting regulations. But when the alarm sounds, he never responds. He knows the manual, but he won't do the work. This is what Jesus confronted in Matthew 23. People who look religious, sound religious, and debate Scripture but refuse to obey God's word. They know the information but lack transformation. Conclusion: Matthew 23 is a powerful reminder that God is not impressed by outward religion, titles, debates, or knowledge without obedience. Jesus wants our hearts, not our performance. He wants humility, sincerity, and genuine submission to his word. This chapter challenges every believer to examine themselves. Do I obey what I know? Is my heart surrendered to God? Am I living truth or just debating it? Do my actions match my confession? And most importantly, am I responding to the truth God reveals, especially the truth preached by the apostles? Matthew 23 calls us back to a real relationship with God, one grounded in humility, obedience, and genuine faith, not religious appearance.